For Ray Maida of Madison, there's no question about where the war ranks as he prepares to vote next week. Ray's 22-year-old son, Mark, was killed in Iraq in May of 2005.
Having lost a son in Iraq, it's probably right at the top for me. We don't belong in Iraq. We never belonged in Iraq.
Maida is a Vietnam War veteran himself and says he's convinced the war is not making America safer and is simply multiplying and redistributing the threat of a terrorist attack. He'll be casting his ballot on Tuesday for Barack Obama, at least partly because since being elected to the Senate in 2005, Obama has voted consistently for withdrawing troops from Iraq.
Even now, he still speaks my voice, and I think the Democratic Party speaks my voice for us to move quickly to get out of Iraq.
Getting out of Iraq is also a top priority for Tammy Kaufman of Fairchild. Her nephew, Charles Kaufman, was killed there just a month after Ray Maida's son died. And both of her sons have served tours in Iraq. One is still there, and the other is scheduled to deploy for his second tour in March of next year.
The last time our entire family, my immediate family, was together was for Charles's funeral, and that's, you know, hardly the occasion that you want to finally all be together. So, I mean, I can't wait to see it end.
Kaufman works as a nurse manager and calls herself a staunch Democrat. She says she plans to vote for either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, but she's still weighing which one of the two has the best plan for dealing with her top priorities, improving the economy and reforming health care. But that approach to choosing a president doesn't sit well with Stephen Kastner of Cedarburg. His son, also named Stephen, was killed in Iraq in July of 2006.
If I have to choose between terrorism and the economy, the most important choice is going to be terrorism because of the huge potential for earth-shattering events. Those are the types of things that can lead to economic collapse.
In deciding who to vote for, Kastner starts with the premise that the goal of al-Qaeda, led by Osama bin Laden, is to destroy the economy of the Western world. So when he casts his vote next week, he'll be asking himself, who would Osama bin Laden least like to see in the White House? Kastner says the answer is Senator John McCain.
Because John McCain was a military officer, and because he had the ability to survive 5 years in captivity in Vietnam. If I were Osama bin Laden, I would see John McCain as being the most formidable among those who are presently on the horizon.
That analysis also rings true for John Kurth of Columbus. His 31-year-old son Hans died in battle in Iraq in March of 2004. He also likes what he hears from John McCain and will cast his vote, keeping in mind what he believes is best for his son's fellow soldiers still serving in Iraq.
Frankly, I don't think that the members of the armed forces would be very happy with Barack or Hillary as their commander-in-chief. I think that McCain is probably the best qualified commander-in-chief.
A poll released this week of 1,300 likely Wisconsin voters conducted by Public Policy Polling finds McCain leading Mike Huckabee by 40 points among Republicans most concerned about the war, and Barack Obama with a 20-point lead over Hillary Clinton among Democrats who rate the war as their top priority. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.